Here on 2SER Breakfast. My name is Tess Connery, filling in for Nick Healy this morning. Now, I don't know if you actually watched the ABC's recent War on Waste program. It absolutely took off and it brought our really disposable culture into pretty sharp, unfortunate focus. We learnt that we waste horrendous amounts of food, absolutely disgusting, and we are dangerously addicted to single-use plastic, which is now collecting in our oceans and waterways. But one of the other big things that we took away is that coffee cups, those little paper coffee cups that you get whenever you go and you're just like, I just need a coffee right now. They're actually not recyclable, which I didn't know and I don't think many people realised. And in Australia alone, we throw away about 50,000 every half hour. Just try and wrap your head around that, because I've been trying to wrap my head around that for the last few minutes. Cannot do it. I'm joined in studio by one of my wonderful producers, Jack Schmidt, to give us a little bit more of a lowdown. Jack, good morning.
Morning, Tess. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. Now, 50,000 every half hour. I'm still stuck on that statistic.
Yeah, it's an incredible amount of coffee cups. If you think about that throughout the morning and then throughout the day and then throughout the year, I think it adds up to about a billion a year just from Australia alone.
That's insane.
Yeah. So in the third episode of War and Waste, Craig Rucastle, one of the Chaser boys, he got in a Melbourne tram and basically filled it to capacity with disposable coffee cups to kind of illustrate this is the amount that we chuck out every half hour. And I think it's really got the conversation started about this kind of everyday disposable item that we use and its impact on the environment. And so the great thing we've seen in the last week or so is the little Aussie company Keep Cup has seen a huge spike in sale inquiries for its product, a spike of 690%, so nearly 700% spike. Yeah, and apparently they really can't keep up with the demand, and they're saying it's all associated with this program on telly and the ensuing campaigns, so the hashtag War on Waste AU and the BYO Coffee Cup hashtag. So it's really good to see kind of the community making those positive changes.
Now, these are those little reusable cups, aren't they? They've got like a little lid on them and you can just chuck them in your bag. And the idea is that you bring them to the coffee place and you give it to the barista to use instead of one of these little paper cups.
Yeah. So basically the disposable cups that you'll see at every coffee shop, they kind of feel a bit recyclable. The ones that you get for free at a coffee shop, they feel recyclable because they've got a cardboard outside. But in actual fact, they have a polyethylene lining, which makes them not recyclable. But the Keep Cup, that's made of like a... They've got a few products. I think they've got like a hard plastic one, which you can use over and over again, or a fancier kind of glass one with a cork band, so it's heatproof. And apparently once you've used it 15 times, you've kind of covered the environmental impact of, you know, just disposing the chuck away ones. So yeah, it's a easy alternative to fix that one little wasteful aspect of our everyday lives.
Now, I read as well that actually, as well as just people like you and me ordering 690% increase, that's insane, cafes and corporates are actually ordering these cups in as well.
Yeah. So the company, it was founded by a brother and sister, the Forsyths in Melbourne in 2009. And they've said in recent weeks, like Christmas is normally their peak time when people kind of buy a Keep cup and give it to a family member. But in recent times, they've had massive demand from coffee shops which sell the Keep cups, and from corporates who've realized, you know, people in the office go out for coffee cups 3 or 4 times a day sometimes, and they want to kind of break that habit of just chucking dozens of coffee cups away every day. So corporates have been a big part of the order spike. And yeah, they're employing heaps of new temps, new staff to kind of meet this demand. Lots of people working in the factories to kind of send out these big batch orders of Keep cups, which is great.
That is good. And I love that as well. I suppose if 15 is the number that, you know, you've sort of neutralized your, I guess, impact you would have gotten buying the, non-recyclable coffee cups.
Yeah.
If you're going out for 3 times a day, that's a week. Like after a week, you're done.
In
you're
no
set.
Time at all. Yeah. I guess the important thing is that people kind of keep it in their consciousness and don't lapse. And, you know, it's been in the media recently, this kind of fight against waste, but it's important that we remember to pack that little cup in our bags when we head out every morning.
I was going to say that as well. I mean, you know, I guess, is this just a fad, or is that something that we're going to have to keep attempting and keep putting effort into every day?
Yeah, I hope not. I think, I think it was Linda Forsyth, the founder of the company, she said the main thing is that people now realize that these things are not recyclable, even though the disposable ones are not recyclable. So that awareness now is it's kind of compelling people to bring their keep cup along every morning.
Definitely. Well, Jack, thank you so much for joining us and giving us a little bit more information. Jack Schmidt there, one of my wonderful producers, giving us a little bit of a lowdown on the massive spike in keep cup sales.